Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. Get behind the wheel of your new Opel at the Opel Open Road event now on at your Opel dealer.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Sad news today from Belfast, where the PSNI have launched a murder investigation after a child died in the Ardoyne area of the city. Another child was seriously injured and is being treated in hospital. Police confirmed that a 29-year-old woman has been arrested on suspicion of murder and attempted murder. And I'm joined now by Alison Ferguson, crime correspondent and columnist. Alison Morris, crime correspondent and columnist with the Belfast Telegraph. Alison, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us. This is a terrible tragedy for everyone involved. What more can you tell us about what happened last night?
It's incredibly sad. Police said they were called to the house in Brompton Park in Ardoyne just after 8 p.m. last night and discovered a very seriously injured baby and another injured child in the house. Emergency services, and I know some local people, attended the scene and attempted to give treatment to the baby, but he was sadly pronounced dead at the scene. The other young child was taken to hospital, is seriously ill and remains in intensive care. It was incredibly distressing as well for a lot of local people who witnessed the children being brought from the house and the chaos that went on around this. I mean, you can imagine, if you get a grip of Ardoyne, it's a housing estate, it's a very small, it's a very small, tight-knit community. People live very close to each other. Everyone was aware of this family and those children. So there's very distressed things up there even this morning.
Yeah, but I saw reports that people tried to help before the emergency services arrived. And the MP for North Belfast, Sinn Féin's John Finucane, made an appeal for people not to share social media videos of the incident or connected with the incident.
There were some videos that were taken initially, and I know that a lot of people have taken them down after appeals not to share them because of the distressing nature of those videos. I think when it comes to situations like this, especially given the sensitivity around the, injuries to very small children, that's probably the wisest thing to do. So then just this morning, just less than half an hour ago, the PSNI put out a statement saying that a 29-year-old woman who was at the house at the time has now been arrested on suspicion of murder and attempted murder and remains in police custody. They're also saying their thoughts are with the baby's family, who are being supported by family liaison officers. It's at very early stages, but we already know that they're not looking at anyone else in connection with what has been just such a tragic case. In the next couple of days, I think, there'll be a lot of work within community leaders and the church in that area and all sorts of other people to try and give some sort of support to both the family and those in the community who witnessed a lot of what went on last night.
And there's been political reaction and support right across the political spectrum.
There hasn't. I mean, Ardoyne, for anyone who knows it, is a strongly nationalist Republican area. But, I mean, the amount of support that's poured out from politicians of all sides, including the DUP leader, Geoffrey Donaldson, and the DUP councillors in the area, as well as all the sort of nationalist SDLP and Sinn Féin politicians up there, just giving support to the community and the family and asking that some space be given to allow the police to carry out this investigation, and people don't post speculation on social media, which can add to the distress of obviously those who are related to the victims and those people who were very close to the scene.
Yeah, desperate situation. Alison, thanks for that update. Alison Morris there in Belfast. Let's take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.